Hello?
Hi, can I speak to David?
This is he, what's up?
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation as well.
Sure, I'm watching the nation, but yeah, just can't hear me. Yeah, okay.
Thanks, David. So, by any chance, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm 18, yes. I'm 18 or older.
Okay. And registered to vote, too?
Am I registered to vote? Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices?
Oh, yeah,
would you
100%.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your age?
45.
45, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a white guy.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'll let you rate your feelings towards some people or organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means
100,
that you feel
100
well.
Is the best? 100
Sorry?
Is the best? 100 is the best and 0 is the worst?
Pretty much, yes. So 100 means that you are very warm and favorable. 0 means that you are very cold. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please also let me know.
Okay.
So from 0 to 100, how would you rate Joe Biden?
I like Biden. I give him a
90. Thank you. How would you rate Donald Trump?
I give him a 5.
Okay. How would you rate public schools?
Public schools?
Yes.
My kid's in public school. I'm a public school guy. 85.
Okay. Public school teachers?
90. I give the teachers a 90.
Okay. Your local school board?
90.
Critical race theory or CRT?
I have no idea what that.
Okay.
I think we should teach kids about the bad things that have happened about race in this country, but yeah, critical race theory, I don't even know what it.
Okay,
I
no
even
problem.
Find it. Yeah, sorry.
No problem. That's okay. And what's your opinion about public charter schools?
I don't really have an opinion. Man, right. I mean, they're pretty good. It's important that people have choices.
Okay.
For them, that's cool.
All right. How would you rate Black Lives Matter or BLM?
How would I rate them?
From 0 to 100?
75.
All right. And how would you rate the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
I don't know much about them. I think 75.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me move on to the next. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
My neighborhood? I'd say excellent.
Okay.
I don't know my kids, but it seems pretty good.
All right. Thank you. Now, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? So you can tell
would
me
I
either public school or charter schools.
I guess every school is different. Some schools are great. I think public schools are better, but I'm sure there are great charter schools.
Oh, would you be in the middle then?
I'd probably lean on the side of public schools.
All right. Would you say much better public school or somewhat better?
It's really impossible to know that. I'd say generally, I'd say public schools are better than charter schools.
All right. Thank you. Now, how important do you think is for public school to prepare students for each of the following? So I will give you different options here. Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it's very important for public school to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important to public school to prepare students. And a 0 means that it's not important at all to for okay. public school to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So okay. develop social skills. How important do you think it is from 0 to 10?
9.
All right. Develop critical thinking skills.
10.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
8.
Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
10.
You understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
8.5.
All right.
8.5 or 9. 9.
Okay, 9. Thank you. Be ready for higher education like college.
9.
Thank you. All right, moving on. So how would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
You mean how much money do they spend?
Yeah, pretty much. How much spend on, you can say right amount, too much, or not enough?
I honestly don't know. I feel like they could spend more. I'd say 5 out of 10, if that's the question.
You can tell me either that it's about right, too much, or not enough.
Not enough.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No. All right. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory or CRT? A little, a lot, or nothing at all?
I've heard people say it's a big deal. I've heard more people's opinions about what it is, but actually reading about what it is, I haven't read very much.
All right. Would you say a little then?
I'd say a moderate amount, a medium amount.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public school, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Now, would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
All right. Thank you. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard a lot about that, yes.
All right. Thank you. Right now, we are at 61% of the survey, means almost there. So I appreciate your time, David. Let me move on.
No, I never get to do survey.
Okay, thank you. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first one. You can tell me either you strongly agree or strongly disagree, or somewhat agree or somewhat disagree.
Okay.
So a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. So what's your level of agreement there?
I agree with that, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Thank you. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I strongly agree with that.
All right. Thank you. Moving on. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas, that some say will help improve the quality of public school. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support or strongly oppose or somewhat support. Okay? Okay. Here's the first one, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support that or oppose, and how much? You said, I'm sorry?
I strongly support teaching that.
All right, thank you. Now, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Strongly disagree. We should not do that.
All right. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools?
That's a tough one. Some would agree.
All right. Now, increasing teacher pay?
Strongly agree.
All right. And raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
What requirements?
Licensing requirement.
Licensing requirements? I somewhat disagree.
All right. Thank you so much. Moving on. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
A unit, you said?
Sorry?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. Strongly agree. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about the education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. 5 means it's somewhat convincing argument. And a 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. Still, you can use the number from 0 to 10. Here is the first one. So history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10, how convincing? Okay?
10, that's super convincing.
All right. Next one is, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached in an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record. Again, most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with the censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. 0 to 10.
100%.
All right. And those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have this conversation in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, bias and age appropriate way. 0 to 10.
10. Yeah, 10. That's okay.
Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please let me ask you the following. Tell me if you either agree or disagree with the following statement. And again, you can tell me somewhat or strongly.
Okay.
So teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Yeah, I totally agree. 100%. I agree with that. Parents should have an input, but I mean, they shouldn't dictate. Absolutely. You can say you don't like something, but the teachers are they're the people that do it.
All right. Thank you. Now, next one is, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. your level of
agreement. Yeah, 100% at 10.
All right. Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to law school, so graduate school.
All right. Thank you. Now, which one of the following best describe your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
And would you say you are a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Yeah, I've never voted for a Republican. Yes, I'm a strong Democrat.
All right. Thank you. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah, I have a son.
Okay. Now, which of the following describe your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Public.
All right. Thank you. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I call myself a moderate.
Okay. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week or once or twice a month, several times a year, or ever or never? You said never, I'm sorry?
Ever, yeah, no, I don't go.
All right. Thank you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. So, is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you or somebody in the house?
No.
All right. And is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Well, I'm sorry. Is someone in my home?
Correct.
One of those?
Does this apply to you or to somebody in the house?
No, nobody.
Okay. Thank you. And the last question, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
We live in a small town. It's suburban.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, like I said, that was actually the last question, David. I really appreciate your time here and hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Can you tell me who the poll is being taken by? Or that's probably, you can't tell me that.
Well, to be honest with you, we just have the name of the company, which is National Opinion Surveys. But who's paying directly? We don't have that info.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too, David. Take care.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.